You're listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast, where private practice and motherhood collide. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajiz, and here's the deal. I'm not here to give you fluff or hustle culture advice. I'm here to give you strategy to build a private practice on your terms, while naming the hard stuff about motherhood and the broken systems we're stuck navigating. If you're ready for honest, practical, and unapologetic conversations, you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. This episode is sponsored by Jane, a clinic management software designed to help you run your private practice smoothly. Choosing an EHR is a big decision, and one of the most important questions I asked myself was, is this software right for me and my practice needs? Jane understands the importance of this question and wants to help you feel confident in your decision to switch. They've put together a whole range of resources to help guide you, including weekly everything you need to know about switching to Jane webinars, step-by-step online guides, and both live and recorded demos. It's all there to help you figure out if Jane is the right match before you make the move. To learn more about Jane, click the link in the show notes to book a free demo. And when you're ready to sign up, be sure to use code ASHLEY1MO to get a 1 month grace period with your new account. I'm glad to have you here today because we're going to be diving into a topic that's become more popular, I feel like, in the last few years in the world of mental health professionals. And that's about creating additional income streams as therapists and as moms. Now, I want to start this episode off by just naming something right away. When you hear additional income streams, your brain might go to kind of hustle culture. But I want to start out right here from the beginning to say that that's not what this conversation is about. There absolutely can be this pressure, and I definitely see it a lot from other professional women, not just like in the therapy space, but just in general, that we need to fill every space with work and like this idea of hustle. But I just don't believe that. But I do think that additional income streams are really important, especially for therapists, and even more so for those of us that are therapists who are moms. Now, why? Well, having additional income streams helps create financial stability, flexibility, and options. As moms and therapists, our weeks don't always go according to plan. Kids get sick. School closes for random holidays or unexpected reasons. Or, you know, maybe you just need to take a week off because you're human and deserve rest. Beyond the challenges that are created by having kids and needing to adjust plans to their needs, there are other factors that I believe create a need for additional income streams as therapists. We struggle with systemic issues like insurance companies not paying us what we're worth. Reimbursement rates are often stagnant and way below what our private pay rates are. But even if you are a private pay only provider, you're still bound by the fact that therapy is a time for money model. If you're not in the chair, you're not making money. So when all of your income comes from those direct client sessions, every disruption hits your financial bottom line. And so that's why income streams matter. Not so that you can work 80 hours a week, but really so that you can build that kind of financial stability and flexibility. But in our field, most of us were taught that the only way to earn money is by sitting in the therapy chair one-on-one with our clients, trading that hour for dollars. But that model is really fragile. It doesn't leave room for the realities of motherhood or the unpredictability of life. That's why I want to introduce you to three additional income streams that I personally use: affiliate marketing, CEUs, and therapy tools. I'm going to share with you what they are and how I use them to generate additional income and how they might give you more financial stability and breathing room in your practice. Now, before we get into all of that, there's just one more thing I want to kind of mention. If you are newer to private practice, either you have not started yet, are just starting, or maybe you're only like a few months in, but are still really in that place of kind of building your practice, I want you to keep your priority and focus on building a sustainable caseload and kind of foundation of your practice first. Don't try to launch 5 additional income streams or even 1 before you have a steady foundation. I want you to keep, though, additional income streams in mind of something to come back to once you are feeling more settled in your practice. But once you're close to established or that you're almost there, I do want you to come back to this episode because I do believe that having these income streams or others as options is important to help give you that protection and stability that I mentioned. Now, for those of you who are established, who have that caseload running, now is the time to think about what else can you build or add. Okay, so let's get going into this. We're going to be starting off by talking about first affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing is simply sharing tools or products or services that you genuinely use and love, and then receiving commission when someone signs up through your link. Now, I know there are so many skeptics within us. And so if your inner skeptic is jumping in, hear me out. We already recommend resources all the time. We send clients book titles, we refer colleagues to software or trainings, we suggest podcasts or courses. And so affiliate marketing is just kind of formalizing that. Now, we can't really use affiliate marketing for things that we recommend to our clients. Like, we're not creating something that we are then going to suggest to our clients and then make some money off of that. So, I don't recommend creating an Amazon storefront and then sending the link to your clients to buy a workbook from there because you're making commission off of that, and that does not fall within our code of ethics. But you could have a page on your website that is specifically for other therapists or providers with links to the workbooks and tools that you love and use with your clients and that you would recommend for them to be using in their practice. So here's what this could look like for you. It could be partnering with your electronic health record system. Many EHRs have affiliate programs, and you get like a commission or a credit if somebody signs up using your link. You might recommend practice management tools that you use for things like billing or your phone system, sharing books or professional development courses or even business courses that you love and would recommend for other providers. Even products that make your life as a therapist mom easier, like scheduling tools or subscription services. You don't have to be an influencer to earn money this way. And it really is not about selling things that you don't believe in. For me, I have always been the type of person who I won't just jump at trying something new just because somebody says, hey, you need to do this, or hey, this is this new thing. But when I do eventually try something, when I do eventually go to that new restaurant, or I find that doctor that I just, immediately click with, or I find a program or a system that kind of changes everything for my work, I will tell anyone and everyone about it. Not because I'm going to get something in return. A lot of times I'm sharing things that I don't earn any kind of affiliate income from, but simply because I believe in or I love the product or service. And so I will never share with you or with anyone else something that either I don't already use or I don't know the person and their integrity or values and that I put my trust in. I think with affiliate marketing, integrity is such a huge piece of that. So if you are interested in affiliate marketing, kind of keep in mind that it's about aligning with tools you already use, already recommend. And so if you're already recommending them to people, why not make some additional money from doing that? Now, affiliate marketing and affiliate income is usually pretty low maintenance. Once you kind of set up your links and start naturally sharing them, they keep working in the background. You could share them on your website, on your Instagram or social media, kind of like Linktree. If you have a blog, you could mention things there. Or, like I mentioned, you could create a separate page on your website just for resources to share to other people. I have something kind of like that called like my favorite things page on my website where it's tools and programs and resources that I recommend for others, primarily around building your private practice. Some of them I get an affiliate link for and I get some income from, some of them I don't, but they're things that I recommend. Now, is affiliate marketing going to replace your therapy income? Not really, not unless you really do kind of like go all in as an influencer or like really focusing on one specific thing. But it can add a couple hundred dollars a month, sometimes more, without adding extra sessions and seeing clients. So if you're wanting to start making some additional income without a ton of upfront work, I definitely recommend making a list of things you already use and maybe even products or resources or courses that you have taken or that you have already kind of like in your back pocket, and then check to see if there's an option to be an affiliate and start sharing those with other people. We've all been told we need to network in our private practice, but no one actually tells us how to do it or what to say. Enter Comprehensive Connecting, effective scripts that expand your networking community and actually fill your online practice. This free guide will give you effective scripts to connect with fellow clinicians, medical professionals, and community stakeholders to build strong networking relationships that will help fill your practice. In this guide, you will get tips and tricks for building relationships that will lead to referrals in your practice, real-life examples of messages used to connect with referral sources, and customizable plug-and-send scripts for your specific practice needs. So download your free scripts guide today by going to bit.ly/compconnecting. The second income stream I want you to consider is teaching CEUs or continuing education credits. CEUs is something that in our profession we always need. We have to have them. Every single year, as therapists, as mental health providers, we are required to complete continuing education, which means there is always a demand for CEU trainings. One of the reasons why this can be such a powerful tool for us as therapists to, help generate this extra income is you already have expertise. You already have lived experience. You already have clinical focus, specialties that other therapists want to learn about. And turning that into a CEU training lets you share your knowledge, create impact in our field, and then generate income that is not tied to your therapy chair. I have heard from so many people, and I experience this myself. I know we don't always feel like an expert, but you really do have more knowledge and experience to offer and to turn into a training than you realize. For me, I have created CEUs around hurricane trauma, ethics of online therapy, even like supporting schools and educators on working with kids via telehealth. And not only do these trainings allow me to share knowledge that I deeply care about, but they continue to generate income anytime somebody registers for one of these trainings. Now, if you're listening and thinking, this is a really cool idea, I have no idea where to start, there are people that do teach you how to do this. One of the people that I highly recommend checking out is my colleague, Michelle Risser's Diversify Your Income with CEUs course. She teaches you how to create a course, how to kind of identify like what you should teach, what your courses might be about, how to launch those. She even walks you through and can assist in the process of getting it approved by the different boards. She has several different resources beyond just this course to kind of help you in creating your CEUs. So I'm going to link below in the show notes this course, and she even offers a discount for listeners of this show. I think it's like $50 off. So check the link in the show notes for that code. Michelle is a wealth of knowledge and experience with helping others create their CEUs. She has helped me with different questions that I have had throughout my process, so I cannot recommend her enough. The bottom line is that CEUs are a way to take what you already know and turn it into a professional resource. And you're meeting a need that already exists. You don't have to kind of go and like vet, is this something that is needed? We need CEUs. And creating income stream through this can help give you that financial stability that you need beyond just that one-on-one therapy. And then the third income stream I want to propose and help you to kind of think about is therapy tools and resources. And what I mean by this is creating workbooks or templates or downloads or resources that other therapists can purchase and use in their own practices. We all have certain tools or resources that we have created and we use with our clients. Think of how many times you have been looking for something and you've just created that, or you wish that, like, I wish this thing that existed, and you can't find that. You can't find that resource or that tool or that worksheet. And so, if you are looking for those things, if you're looking for those workbooks, for those exercises, there are other providers out there who are also looking for those as well. the workshops that you have created to use with clients, or the workbooks, or the structured journal prompts, or the coloring templates that you've used with kids and teens. That content can be packaged, it can be, put together and sold to colleagues either as like a download or even like a hard copy. So some examples to kind of help get you thinking. Maybe it's a workbook on anxiety and coping skills. It could be downloadable, or you can even use a service available. I think even Amazon has this as an option that you can have a physical copy printed off when someone purchases the product and then it is shipped to them. So if they want that tangible workbook, that is available. Or maybe you work with new moms and you might create downloadable worksheets to help them prepare for what's going to happen after the baby comes, to care for themselves, who are their support system, what are the things that they need to do to prepare for babies. Having, downloads available that other people can purchase either for themselves, not that if they're not your clients, or other providers might download to be able to use with their clients. It could also be, you have like an incredible intake form or treatment plan that you've created, and you turn those into digital downloads that other providers can purchase and use for their practice. It might be guided journals or exercises that a client completes between sessions. This is something so many of us are always looking for to share with clients, and this is a great tool that other providers can purchase and then use with their clients. Therapists are constantly looking for tools to make their work more effective and efficient. And by sharing what you've already created, you're helping other therapists who are also in need of the kind of tools they already have. And in doing so, you're creating passive or, really semi-passive income. So if you're thinking that this sounds like a great idea, but not sure where to get started, you don't have to have like a build like a massive shop or anything overnight, but just start with like that one tool, that one resource. Put a link on your website, or if you really want to go down the path of like creating an Etsy store, even if it's just for one download, or other platforms where people can download digital products, start with just one. And then each resource that you add, it's just another way to help kind of diversify your income. So I want you to remember that as we're thinking about these additional income streams, and these are just three ideas, the point is not to add more hours to your workload, but really to create more flexibility and cover your income when you can't be in that session with clients one-on-one. And if you are concerned about the ethics of additional income streams with your license as a provider, as long as you are clear about what's therapy versus what is not therapy, and that you're only affiliating with or selling resources to those who are not in your practice, like they're not your clients, then this falls within, that it is acceptable within our professional ethics. So many of us, again, this idea of like hustle culture, and there is a sense that I don't have time, and that's real, and I hear that. But creating like one affiliate link or one CEU or one therapy tool or resource that can help just begin generating that income again and again. It is front-loaded work, but it can have that long-term impact that doesn't require as much of that physical time and mental space that one-on-one work does. We have to stop pretending that working with clients that are in that therapy chair alone is enough. The system underpays us. It does not provide maternity leave. It doesn't build in safety nets for our sick kids or life emergencies. So, creating additional income streams is not greedy, but it is part of our financial plan. It is part of survival to make sure that our finances are sustainable. It's saying I get to build differently because the system was not built for me. So I want you to remember as we wrap up that additional income streams, it's not about chasing hustle, squeezing more into your week, but really creating that stability and flexibility financially to give you some breathing room. About giving yourself those options when life happens, when your child needs you, when you want to take a break, when the system fails to provide what it should. Affiliate marketing, CEUs, therapy tools are three ways that you can start to shift from only relying on that therapy chair and creating a practice that sustains you without a ton of that additional work. And if you're listening and thinking, okay, Ashley, like this makes sense, but I'm not sure like which is right for me or really how to get started in adding what I'm already doing to my practice. That's one of the things that I can support you with, and that I provide support and direction and strategy around in my clarity and strategy coaching sessions. In these sessions, we can sit down together and map out what additional income streams make the most sense for your skills, your lifestyle, your values. And I've helped other therapists figure out how to package their expertise, create tools, trainings, decide on affiliate programs to sign up with that make sense for what they're doing. So, if you want some additional support in figuring this out, you can use the link in the show notes to check out and schedule a clarity and strategy session with me. And I want you to remember you're not selfish for wanting more, but you're just wise for building a practice that can hold you through all the unpredictability of being a therapist and a mom. I want to thank you so much for being here with me today, and I will see you back here next week. Thanks for listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with another therapist mom who needs it. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And if you'd leave a 5-star review, it helps more therapist moms find this space. For resources and ways to work with me, head to raisetoempower.com and check the show notes for all links mentioned today. I'll see you back here next week.